Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm really excited to get into God's Word with you guys again. And of course, will you join me as we invite the Lord into this Devo? God, we want to thank you for this day, for your Word, for blessing us with your Word. So we do ask that you would give us encouragement for the day and ways that we can actually apply this today in our own lives. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we're talking about six things that are harmful to our relationship with the Lord. And of course, we know that there's many things, a lot more than six things, but I want to focus on six. So the first one is the W word, words. Words can damage or they can be harmful to our relationship with people and with the Lord. It's so important that we know that our words can hurt others. And the Bible actually says that the Holy Spirit can has emotions. The Holy Spirit can feel. So imagine hurting somebody you love with your words, whether if it's intentional or unintentional, we can still do harm to our relationship. So that's no different than our relationship with the Lord. I want to read so Paul in the Bible, before he becomes a Christian, his name is Saul. And so as he's on this road to Damascus, as he's persecuting God's people, he has his encounter with Jesus. And this is what Jesus says in Acts 9:4. He says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And when I first read this, I thought, wait a minute, Jesus is in heaven. He's like, he already was, you know, crucified and resurrected, but yet he says, "You're persecuting me." And the reality of it is the Holy Spirit that's in our brothers and sisters. When we hurt them, we're basically hurting God. When we hurt God's people, we hurt God. And that's why Jesus is saying, "You're persecuting me." All these horrible things you're doing to people, you're doing them to me. So our words definitely can be harmful to others and to our relationship with God. Proverbs 18:21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." So today, a reminder to watch our words when we're talking to other people, because especially our brothers and sisters, because it actually, we're doing it to the Lord. As Jesus says, "You're persecuting me." And the second thing I want to talk about that's harmful to our relationship with God is our unconfessed sin. For a long time, King David, he suppressed his sin. And we know the story about the murder and the adultery and all those things of hiding. And it actually took another prophet, Nathan, to come and to give him an illustration, a story to bring that sin to the surface, right, to where he can confess it. It says that David was miserable. He really was. In Psalms 51:3. It says, "I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." So this unconfessed sin is just ever before him, walking around with that. It's like walking around with a 100-pound bag full of rocks on your back. It's going to weigh you down. It's going to affect everything you do. So if you have any unconfessed sin in your life, just give it to God and confess it and move on. It's gonna free you up. It's gonna lighten your life up. So unconfessed sin is definitely harmful to our relationship with the Lord. And just get it, just confess to God and get it out of the way. It's so important that we know these things. And Psalms 51, going back to what King David is saying, he says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all night." When he kept silent, like it's not good, unconfessed sin. The third thing I want to talk about is no communication. Jeremiah 29:12, it talks about how, you know, like we need to pray to God. Like it's vital for our relationship with him that we pray to him. Like we don't want to keep silent. We want to be in a time of prayer throughout the day, whether if it's like, let's say in the morning you go and you have your alone time with God and you pray, or is throughout the day, or and is throughout the day. Like me, it's more throughout the day. Like I'm always talking to God throughout the day. And sometimes I look like the crazy guy who's in the grocery store talking out loud or laughing. And, you know, it kind of helps me because people clear the lane for me. But no communication is harmful to our relationship with God. We have to communicate with God. We have to pray. It's so needed for us to share with God what's on our heart. So remember, communication is vital to our relationship with God. And the fourth thing is worry. Worrying, like everybody does this, right? It's like, well, Jesus says in Matthew 6:31 that we should not be anxious about anything, about what shall we eat or what should we drink or what should we wear. Like we shouldn't be anxious like that. And when we worry and we're dealing with trying to control things so much, it's unhealthy and harmful to our relationship with God. It can be. So when these things come upon you and that sense of security is not there for whatever situation it is, you remember that Jesus is your final security. He is your security. So have peace and have rest in Him. And it took a long time for me to realize this, that worry was harmful to my relationship with the Lord. The fifth thing I want to talk about is robbing glory. Robbing glory for God. You know, a lot of times we don't give God the glory that He deserves in our life, from the very smallest things to the big things in our life. You know, it says in John 3:27, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given to him from heaven. One thing. So everything we have is from the Lord. David says in Psalms 115:1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. So when we take the glory from God, that can be harmful to our relationship with Him. Always thinking it's us based upon our works or our intellect or whatever it is. Like reality, we would crumble like a cookie if God took His hand off of us. His hand is what holds us together. And if He removed His hand from us, we would crumble. And it's Him. All the glory goes to Him. So we should be in the habit of always glorifying God for everything and thanking Him and knowing He is our provider. And so robbing God of His glory is harmful to our relationship with Him. The last one, the world. You know, this is a big one because we live in the world, but we're not of the world, right? 1 John 2:15, it says that, you know, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we can't love the world and love God. You know, we love the people of the world, and that's where we draw our line. So definitely the world can be harmful to our relationship with God. And I want us to think about these things that we need to be intentional on working on these. It really, and this basically is from me to you, and I believe the Lord has led me to share this with you. And I've learned the hard way through these things of using for not praying enough, or, you know, letting the world influence me, harboring unconfessed sin, robbing God of His glory, you know, that worrying factor just always there. There's so many things that are harmful to us. But God is greater than those things, right? And so as you go upon your day, I hope that you would pray to God and that you would remember to give Him glory and that you wouldn't let the world taint your relationship with Him, and then you'd watch your words that you say to others and especially to God. So thank you so much, and remember to always be on guard and give God the glory. God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.